As a staff, we've had the theme before us this year throughout the whole camp season of being kept for the Master's use. And there's a hymn that we're familiar with and fond of. We sing, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise." And it goes through and it talks about the different members of our body, our hands, our feet, our voice, our lips, our intellect. And then it talks about our silver and our gold and all of these things that we ask the Lord to take, and we give them to Him, and then we expect Him to keep what we've given to Him. And before we came up for this last period, my mother said, you know, there are Bible characters that we could look at that would kind of fit in with each one of these things. And so we've been considering that a little bit, and just tonight before we close, I thought I'd like to maybe complete some more of those little boxes, you know? So if you have your books, you can open to the back, and we've already filled in some. And what do you have down for my hands? Who in the Bible did we consider when we talked about giving our hands? Who was that?
Joseph,
and everything his hand found to do, God was with him because his hands were given to God. And what about feet?
Paul,
the Apostle Paul, he went everywhere preaching the gospel. His feet were beautiful. And what about my lips?
James.
Oh, that's a good one. Jeremiah, and who else?
Isaiah.
We looked up those passages where God says, "I put my hand on your mouth, and I'm going to put my message in your mouth. Don't be afraid of them." And we looked at Isaiah, how God touched his lips and said, "You're clean, you're clean." And then that call came, "Who will go for us?" Silver and gold. The widow woman, right? Not a mite would I withhold. She put it all in that treasury. She gave it all. Now, some that we didn't touch on. Oh, this morning we did one. My love. Today's reading was on my love. And what did we consider this morning? "At thy feet, its treasure store, I pour my love." Mary. Who was it?
Mary.
And who else? It was that unnamed woman who came to Jesus and washed his feet with her tears. And that was an expression of her love. "You've been forgiven much, and so you love much." And so we pour our love, as it were, at his feet. Now, what about heart? Any thoughts on heart? Who in the Bible, when you think of heart, gave their heart to the Lord? David, right? David. The Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. He had a real heart for God. And God kept that heart. Yes, there was failing, but there was also repentance from the depth of his heart. And so he was kept. How about my voice?
John the Baptist.
That's a good one. I like that. John the Baptist. The voice crying in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." The voice of John. Repent. Repent. Someone else for voice.
Asaph.
Who said Asaph? Asaph. Who was Asaph?
He was a psalmist. He was a musician.
He led the choir for David. He was in charge of the singing. Who else?
Moses. Yeah, whatever God told him, then he would go down and tell the Israelites what to do.
Okay. Anyone else for voice? I use David again, because again, his, you know, the psalms that he wrote, and he just seemed to have a song. God put a song in his heart. "Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King." But you can put down others there too. I think Mom also mentioned Ezra, how he raised his voice and called the people back to God. Now, what's left here? Let's see.
Intellect.
Anyone in the Bible who gave their intellect to God?
Paul.
Paul, yes, a learned man, how God used him in spreading the gospel to not only Jew but to the Gentile. Who else? Intellect.
Daniel.
Daniel. Why do you say Daniel?
Because God gave him so much wisdom and knowledge. And he reigned, or he was high in the governments of three kings. And they recognized that he had wisdom from God. He used his intellect.
Okay, anyone else for intellect?
Solomon.
Solomon. Who said that? Raul? Why do you say that, Raul? Why do you say Solomon? Where did that come from? Who gave that to him? God gave that to him. I also had Joseph and Moses. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. A mighty man among them. All right. My will. My will. Anyone in the Bible who gave their will?
Jesus.
Jesus would be a good example for all of these. But for, yes, he said, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. But I thought of someone else. We said we used him for another one, but he came to mind. An Old Testament character. My will. My will. I thought of Daniel. And this is what comes to mind. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And I think that speaks of putting our will on God's side. Lord, I'm going to obey you. I purpose in my heart to please you. And that's an act of our will. Because sometimes we'd like to maybe do other things. Our flesh, the old man, would like us to go another way. But we purpose in our hearts to please the Lord. Any other ones for will? Yes.
Abraham, like when he had to offer his son or whatever, and he waited for his son for like how long? You know, for like a really long time.
25 years.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. But that's just what I meant.
And then he had to give that up. The thing that was most precious to him. All right. How about my moments? My moments. Mom, what did you have for that one?
I have Joshua.
Joshua?
Yeah, because he spent his time with Moses. Wherever Moses went, he had to go. So he was Moses' minister or servant. So his moments were dedicated to Moses and to God.
Okay. Joshua. Anyone else?
Jeremiah.
Okay, a prophet of God that gave himself to minister to that people at a very difficult time. I thought of maybe a little bit, well, when I tell you, maybe it'll make sense, maybe it won't. I thought of Enoch. You know why I thought of Enoch? Because he lived to be 365 years old, right? And that's how many days there are in a year. And so every day, is that right, Brother Paul?
Didn't he live to be 900 something?
No, that's Methuselah.
Oh, sorry.
You almost got me there. But every moment of every day, it says that he what? He walked with God. He walked with God. He walked with God. That speaks of the everyday occurrences of life. He just was walking with God. Moment by moment, I'm kept in His love. Moment by moment. And eventually, he just continued walking with God one day. And God took him to heaven. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Anyone else on moments? Yes, Jesus. Jesus, he gave every moment to his Father's will. Now, how about my life?
Jesus.
Everyone, all right, everyone will go, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else besides Jesus? What do you think?
Samuel.
Now, why do you say that?
Because he spent pretty much his whole life in the temple.
Right. Samuel. That's the one I had down. Samuel, my life. We know the story of Samuel. His mother prayed, Lord, give me a son. And if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. And you know the story, how the son was born. The son was born, and so she brought him to the temple. Maybe when he was a little boy. We don't know exactly how old he was. But in early childhood, he began to minister in the temple with Eli. And I just wanted to just consider one or two thoughts before we close tonight about Samuel, because we've heard about the call of God tonight. And how do we hear the call of God? How does that come to us? The wonderful thing about Samuel's life was that, you know, you go through some of these characters, like I thought of Solomon, and although he was given all this wisdom, he didn't really end up too well. He wasn't kept in the end for the master's use. Sad story. Solomon. But Samuel, it seemed that God was able to keep him throughout his ministry, and he became a great prophet in Israel, a priest,
a judge,
thank you. For many years he led that people, and you can read about his life and see the heart that he had for that people. The last judge of Israel. But as a young boy, he began to live in this temple, the place where the people would come in Shiloh to worship God. The tabernacle was set up there. And he had to keep the lamps burning and help Eli in taking care of that place. But one night he was laying down in his place and he heard someone call him, Samuel, Samuel. And what did he do? He got up and he ran to Eli. He said, Eli, you're calling me? Did you call me? And what did Eli say?
No.
No, I didn't. Go lay down again. And then a second time, that call came. Samuel, Samuel. And again, he got up and he ran to Eli. And Eli said, no, I didn't call you. Go lay down again. And then the third time it happened. And this time Eli said, when you hear that voice, Samuel, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And he did that. And the voice of God again came and called, Samuel, Samuel. And he replied, speak, Lord. I'm listening. Your servant hears. And God spoke to him that night and gave him a message about what was going to happen. And it seems from that day on, God was able to speak to Samuel. It seems for a long time there hadn't been someone whose ear was open to hear the voice of God. But now God had found someone whose life was given, consecrated to him. And he had found his servant for that time. And I believe in every generation, God needs those who hear his voice, who will answer his call, who will follow him. Wasn't always easy for Samuel. He had to bear that rejection, as it were, when the people said, we want a king. We want to be like everyone else around us. We want to be like the other nations. Give us a king. And he went to God with that and said, what am I supposed to do? And the Lord said, don't take it to heart, Samuel. They haven't rejected you, they rejected me. But you see in that chapter how he just pleads with the people to seek the Lord with their whole heart, to follow after God, to remember all the good things that God had done for them. And so in these days, I trust that we've been able to hear the voice of God calling us. He's looking for those who will be kept for the Master's use, who will be entirely given. And if you remember that little illustration I gave you with the jug up here on the mantle and James being Jesus, God. God can only keep what we give to Him. And if we're not giving ourselves to God fully, He can't keep us fully. Only those things that are committed to Him is He able to keep, to guard, to protect, to preserve. I believe Samuel was one who gave himself, and God was able to keep him his whole life. And so tonight I'd just like us to again bow our hearts before the Lord. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Lord, keep us. Keep us. Just for Yourself. You have done so much for us. Even in these days, Your grace has been poured out upon us. I thank You for those who have responded to Your calls. I pray, Lord Jesus, that You would cause each of us to come to that place of surrender, where it's settled. Lord, I belong to You. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that You have promised to keep. To keep that which we commit to Your care. And so take us, Lord, afresh tonight. And I pray that You would raise up in this generation those who hear the call of God and who respond like Samuel. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for Your servant hears. Take our hymn books and sing 361. Let's stand as we sing.
If Thou
Tonight, if you just come forward and pray with us in closing after we sing this last verse.
Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. Thank you, Lord, that we know you, and that we know that you are able to keep that which we have committed unto you. And as we have given ourselves to you, and we have made our promises to you, Lord, we just pray that you will minister grace to us out of your fullness, that we might be faithful and true to you all the way. We have known and believed the love that God has toward us. And so we believe that you are able for us, and we believe that you are for us. And so we lay hold in these days, Lord, of all that you are bringing to us, and we thank you with all of our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so glad to present ourselves to you, who loved us and gave yourself for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence in this meeting tonight. Thank you for your call to our hearts. Thank you that you work a response in us, too, to your call. We praise you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now let's go to prayer. Spend time waiting upon the Lord.